The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Friday, October the 3rd. Is that right? Yeah, October the 3rd.
It is October. Yes. Last night was October the 2nd.
That's right. And our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to everybody. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
You know, just happy Savannah. And see what else is going on. Oh, what's the weather look like today there, Linda? Lovely Linda. Lady Bird Linda.
Lady Bot.
Lady Bot
and
Linda.
And Bluebird. 67 degrees. And that was a lot of fun last night before we go into the weather. Thank you for all of any of you that are up. We were at Elements Lounge last night, and it was such a nicely attended night. They did a great job. I never heard a complaint about the food. Friends came out. You know, there was a lot of communion, and
place was packed.
Yeah, it was a blast, and people danced, and it was nice. So I got a chance to, you know, get back in there and get into the butter of it all. Currently 67 degrees. If you're just checking in, sunny today. Our forecast calls for 92 tonight. Clear around 60. Tomorrow is going to be around 94, and Saturday night. Now Sunday we get up to about 95, and then when we get into Monday again, we're in the 90s. So weather is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
I was looking down there to see Wednesday's back to around 88. Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
365.
Go ahead. Let's do it together.
365-3793. There you go. Okay. All right.
Okay. It's really hard to focus because we've got a 20-pound cat that's just sitting in the lap of our good friend.
Spencer from Haven Humane. Or either that or he's sitting in the cat's lap. This is a big cat. Okay. Tell us about Lucky.
Good morning.
Good morning. So this morning I brought Lucky with me. Lucky is a 5-year-old domestic short hair, black and white, that does weigh just under 20 pounds. He's 19.8 pounds. So literally just under 20 pounds.
Active.
He is very active. This cat is very loving. This is a new area, so he wants to get down and go and roam and smell
big.
Everything.
He's got big eyes. What would you say the length of this guy would be?
About a foot and a half.
He's like a small child.
He is like a small child.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so he's laying on his back. So he's obviously, you know, so Spencer's holding him on his back.
You can see when he does the cat dance, you know about it.
He's not crazy about that. And that tail's going back and forth, but he doesn't fight you.
He actually normally loves to be held on his back, just like a small infant. Yeah. It's just a new area. So like I said, he's trying to go around and squirm. And
he's licking your fingers.
Now, here's the story. This morning we're going to be talking in other areas of this, but this is a beautiful thing that, again, why we need shelters. The owner of this cat, I mean, and this cat looks so beautiful, so cared for, such a family cat. I mean, he's one of these guys that you would see on a calendar, you know, the calendar would be about my fluffy big cat, you know, that weighs a lot of weight and he's a lot of work, but his paws are white and they're big and he's got such personality. But let's hear why he came to the shelter.
So Lucky, unfortunately, he had a great owner who had him for his entire life. The owner became terminally ill and could no longer care for him. They had to care for themselves. And so, unfortunately, they had to bring Lucky in to us for us to find Lucky a new forever home. The gentleman that brought him in was in tears. He did not want to have to give up this cat. But for his own health, he had to focus on his survival at that time. So
Lucky. So here's just a great cat to take home, my friends. And you know, right now, you know, Lucky's looking around very bright and saying, you know what, this is pretty cool here. And I can has already put his face on the microphone and all that. How do they get a hold of him?
Well, you could give us a call at 241-1653. Mm-hmm. I do also want to throw out there that Lucky missed his ride during our Passport to Adoption event. However, we decided that due to Lucky's circumstances, his adoption fee is only
$10. $10 for Lucky. And I tell you, you're going to get a great cat here. What a smart cat.
And he can go home today.
And wow. He can be a calendar cat. Be one of those big, beautiful cat, BBCs.
Black and white.
And green eyes.
Beautiful. Hey, talking about the dog last week that would have been very close that we would have been the owners of.
Gone.
Gone.
Same day.
Same day.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I talked about it up at the doggy park.
One last thing.
Fabulous cat.
Bark, Wine, and Brew tomorrow night
at
Wind River.
Yep, Wind River Casino and Resort from 6 to 10.
You have a call down there. You may still be a few tickets left that you can still go into it.
And, absolutely.
Give them a call down at Haven Humane, and the number is?
241-1653, and you can also use PayPal and purchase them at havenhumane.net.
There you go. All right.
Okay, this one's going to go. I mean, if you're a cat lover, and especially a lot of people are cat lovers, you know, half the fun is just watching cats. It's entertainment. And this guy is a lot of entertainment.
Yeah. Okay, hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Send me a photo, and we'll put it on the website. Okay, let's take a quick early break because we have Becky Olson here, and she's going to be speaking at today's Think Pink Luncheon, the 17th Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon at Sir Optimus International right here in Reading. Well, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
At Cypress Or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypress Or Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
Breast cancer. The key? Early detection. Help fund mammograms for local women and men. Attend the 17th Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon, Friday, October 3rd, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive in Reading. Guest speaker Becky M. Olson is an author and co-founder of Breast Friends. Someone will win a beautiful pink pearl necklace or bracelet. Tickets are $35 each. Get them now at Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek, Banner Real Estate on Hilltop, or call Cheryl at 510-9988. Presented by Sir Optimus International of Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingram from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest-rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
We built this city on
built this city on rock.
Don't be afraid to
louder,
let
louder, 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 louder.
There we go.
Boom. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. 7:15 exactly right here in the KCNR studios. 67 degrees out there today. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful week. It's going to start cooling down next week, of course. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Estate jewelry, any type of jewelry, outstanding selection. Linda shops at Four Winds Jewelry, if that tells you anything. Right across the street from Sierra Gibbs at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only trained watch repairman in North State.
That's what we do. We go and get a lot of batteries replaced.
Yeah, okay. I think he just rebuilt my watch, you know, for like $50.
We have a very special moment here on this Friday, and some say, you know, gosh, you're out late last night. Yes, but I thought it was really important to be here today, and one of the reasons, and the main reason, is because of our guest speaker that's here this morning, who is here for a very special luncheon that's happening today. It's the 17th Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon, Suroptimus Internationals of Reading, and with her is a beautiful, beautiful friend, somebody who I admire in the community. Please introduce yourself.
Oh, hello. Good morning, Carl and Linda. I'm Sherry Hoyer. I'm past president of Suroptimus International of Reading, and I am so excited about our luncheon today. It's our 17th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. It will be at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m. We do have a few tickets left.
All right. So now every year you do this luncheon, you've moved. So let's get that into people's heads.
Right. Please do not go to the Civic Auditorium. We're at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Right. Okay. So those people that are listening and know that you're going, but you kind of are doing 10 things at once, it's like we're kind of a knee-jerk reaction of the places that we used to go. So today... click, 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 click. We're going to the Red Lion Inn.
No, Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn, excuse me. Where did that? Holiday Inn.
Oh, boy.
You know, once you get up there and you're going to see somebody's car, you know. So, Holiday Inn. Okay, now, Sherry, tell me, share with us how long you've been with Suroptimus, how you got involved.
Oh, okay. Well, I joined in 1990. I was in for 10 years, and my job changed, so I couldn't come to meetings. So I had to quit. And then 10 years later, in 2006, I rejoined. I went through the chairs. I'm past president this past year, now district director of Suroptimus of Sierra Nevada region, all of Northern California. But you know what? I love working with women. I love helping and embracing women and whatever I can do to help. I mean, I have two very strong daughters, and one's a doctor, one's a lawyer. And so, you know, I want to encourage that. I want to encourage women to embrace who they are. They don't have to be a man. They could be a woman. So that's where my heart's at.
I love that. You know, Sherry, you're a kicker. I love that. Okay, so now every year you have to select and look for somebody dynamic that's going to come into a very packed room of women that look forward to a speaker every year. And tell us a little bit about who you've brought in today.
Well, today we have Becky Olson. She's a three-time cancer survivor. She was here with us in 2006, and she was so dynamic. We enjoyed her so much. We've asked her to come back again. And I think you're in for a really special treat. The process is there are quite a few speakers that we can search for. There's different websites. And you look for those that are most dynamic or people who are maybe popular in the community or in the America. And because we want them to have an inspirational story to help other women.
Well, with this done, and I think, you know, it'd be very hard to pick out speakers. So it says a lot for these gals to have you come back. And Becky Olson, let's introducing Becky Olson. She is an author of it's kind of always hard, actress or actor.
I know, exactly.
Of a book called The Hat That Saved My Life. And Becky, one of the things that, well, welcome to the show first.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here, and I feel like I'm home. I really do.
Feel like you're home.
Yeah, I do. They were so warm to me last time I was here, and being able to come back again. I'm going to share a little story at the luncheon today about what happened last time that was pretty awe-inspiring, actually.
Wow. Well, one of the things that we talked before we came on the air today is, you know, there's a lot of controversy around how many times should I give a mammogram? Mm-hmm. Should it be every year? You know, I had the conversation yesterday, last night, and the day before. Yeah. So it must be really in the air. You yourself really have said, let's talk about early detection and how it saved your life.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. And when I was in my mid-30s, I found a lump in my right breast. And I went in because it scared me. We did a mammogram. My doctor said, well, it's not cancer. It's just fibrous tissue. Don't worry about it. Well, what I heard was don't ever worry about it, which was a big mistake. And over time, it continued to grow, and it got larger and larger, but I kind of ignored it. Finally, I went in to see a doctor for a physical. She said, when was your last mammogram? I said, 7 years ago. She said, we're going to send you in for another one. And what had happened is that fibrous tissue did continue to grow. It got to be really large. But inside of it, a tumor had developed. And because I didn't do annual mammograms at that point, we didn't know. So by the time I got that new mammogram done, it was in my lymph nodes. It was stage 3. They gave me a 60% chance to survive past 5 years. And obviously, that was 18 years ago. I'm still here. So it is still doable. But I'll tell you, the earlier you can catch it, the better it is. And one of the reasons they talk about an annual mammogram is because when you go in at age 40 and you get your baseline mammogram, don't wait till you feel a lump. Get a baseline, because then they can see what a healthy breast looks like on you. And then when you go in a year from now, they compare that one to the earlier one, and they look for subtle changes. If they can catch it when it's subtle changes, your chance of a full recovery is really significant without what I had to do, 9 months of chemo and 6 weeks of radiation and surgery and all those other things. So, you know, that's why you do it every year, so they have something to compare it to, and that's how you figure it out.
Next Tuesday, Dr. Primula, Danuk is coming on, oncologist here in town. And one of the things that they always point out, there's three types of cancer. If you catch it early, can be cured. Mm-hmm. In almost all cases. And one, of course, is breast cancer. Mm-hmm. The other is colon, and the other is cervical. Mm-hmm. She's beating that wagon. She's going to be on next Tuesday to talk about, you know, about breast cancer awareness too.
Yeah.
And then since you were here before, you've gone through another.
When I was here the first time, I was only a two-timer, you know, and the last time I was diagnosed, I'd actually had a double mastectomy my second time, thinking I didn't want to play this game anymore. I thought I was done. And then, voila, we find it behind my breastbone near my chest wall. They labeled it as consistent with metastatic disease. And I will tell you, that one pretty much took me down, because that was scary. You don't want to hear cancer and metastatic in the same sentence if you can avoid that. But we were fairly successful. I mean, I did a whole bunch of radiation, and I'm still here. So, you know, the reason I want to share that with you is because I don't want women to think that if they waited, you know, and they didn't get early detection, that it's too late, so why bother? It's never too late.
Never too late
to try something, because you never know what next step is going to just kick cancer in the hiney, I would say.
Well, bodies respond differently to medicines.
Yes, exactly.
You may be able to, it hits it and it just wipes it out,
exactly.
Because all it needed was that little jump start.
Exactly.
So.
Now, you are the author and co-founder of Best Friends.
Breast Friends.
Let's get that clear this morning, folks. You're probably going, what did you say? I said breast, okay? The things that you have on the
air.
Front of your chest, breast. You are the speaker and author and co-founder of Breast Friends. What is that?
Well, Breast Friends is an organization we started back in 2000. We started it because what we were kind of looking at was what was missing in the world of breast cancer. There's a lot of organizations that focus on early detection. They focus on nutrition. They focus on, you know, a lot of areas that way. But what was missing was teaching the friends and family how to support their loved ones. Because what happens when a woman gets diagnosed with cancer, her friends will say, gosh, Linda, I am so sorry. If there's anything I can do, would you let me know? And then Linda says, oh, I will, thank you. But mm-hmm. she won't. And we think she must be okay because she hasn't called me. But she's not okay. So what we do is proactively teach people how to reach out and provide support so that Linda doesn't have to call me and tell me that she needs me. I'm just there for her. That's how we started. And over time, and it didn't take very much time, we figured out there were a lot of other holes as well in providing emotional support to the patient themselves. So we provide emotional support to women all over the country. We now have affiliates in Pennsylvania and Florida. And there are a lot of Little Breast Friends support groups all over the country. They're not affiliated necessarily with us, but we all have the same heart and the same passion trying to support women emotionally.
We know that you're on the circuit this morning, so mm-hmm. we want to be able to give mm-hmm. everybody else a chance to also, even though everybody probably is listening to us.
Absolutely. Why would they not?
Why would they not? You know, country music, go over and see Patrick and Billy. Okay, yeah. I understand that. All right. Okay, our guest has been Becky Olson, speaker and author and co-founder of Breast Friends. She's going to be speaking today at the 17th Annual Seroptimus International Reading's Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Doors open at 11 a.m. Tickets $35. You can still get tickets today, so head on down there. And the last thing we just want to say to you is that Becky has put something else off her bucket list because she has started a jazz group and is a lead singer.
Wow. And it's called Bucket List.
Oh, I love it! You mean like four-part harmony and stuff? Or?
Well, I'm the lead singer, and we have a female drummer, and my husband plays bass, and the other drummer's husband plays guitar, and we just
go
sing, and they do some harmonies.
I love it.
It's fun.
Yes.
And you should have come out with
it's
us last
night.
Good
for your soul.
I heard, yeah.
You should have come out last night and gotten on the stage.
Good, we'd have had you up, but well, next time.
We Becky might be singing Olson, a little today,
Seroptimus.
Too.
You know, this is just a great thing that the Seroptimus do, Sherry, so thank you so much for it. And we're going to turn you all loose early so you can get to these other places, and we're going to take a quick break and start early in our next break. So, this portion of the show has been brought to you by. Oh, well, we'll do that. When
well,
we
thank
get
you,
back.
Sir Optimus
Thanks
International
so much.
Of Reading.
Thanks for having us.
Thank Looking
you
forward
so much.
To our
thank
luncheon
you so much,
today,
Becky
Olson.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa.
With the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Woo, good morning to...
Welcome back
you
to Free Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday, It's exactly 7:30 in the morning. You know, that's twice I've hit this. Okay, 67 degrees.
Isn't that cool?
Out there, it's going to be a beautiful day today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, Martin and his people are just doing extraordinary things out there, helping people 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If required, they're offering warranties and guarantees on any type of heating and cooling system they work on. You need to ask them about that. Now's the time to have your heating system looked at, because he can get, you know, they can go in and make sure the duct system is working, making sure all the filters are clean, all the coils are clean, all those things that they do so well. Give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, one of the things they can do is they can do a complete check of your system to make sure it is economically the best it can be. You know, because sometimes you are wasting probably hundreds of dollars.
Maybe a duct fell off or something.
Yeah, hundreds of dollars a year because of something that's underneath your house that you just, you know, there's no reason for you to crawl back.
No, you do not want to crawl in.
Not our house. Anyway, no. Lines heating and air. Okay. Maria Orozco.
Good morning.
You know what? I don't even know how to introduce you anymore because you are, you know, the queen of the dances, the queen of this, the queen, you know, absolutely, you know, got grandma, the whole thing.
Would you say that you, your title is director and what is the exact title?
Well, I'm the director of public relations for all entities of the Reading Rancheria, which include Wind River Resort and Casino, the golf course, our tribal health center, Head Start, everything. So
your plate is extremely full when you have the really important entities under an umbrella that you have to handle. Well, today, and thank you again last night because of you and the path that Wind River is going, I think for many people it was a milestone to go non-smoking.
It was amazing. Great job.
Great job. Council. Great. Just
Gary,
forward thinking and really to hear people who have been here for years to hear that it's non-smoking. And then, so then last night you guys opened your hearts and opened your minds to say, let's try something different here. And you were instrumental in having that happen. And we had people that came out last night that maybe had never been to Wind River. And then you had dinner last night that was served, first time menu, that the people loved the food and the staff was very friendly. And it was a very welcomed, the musicians loved. They said, we remember we used to do this all the time in Vegas and all the lounge acts. I said, that's what we're trying to create here. So thank you for that. And that you're solely responsible for bringing the idea to the people who can make it happen. Thank you for that.
And you're whatever you're welcome. Giving your staff out there that were having to change tables around and were so cool, let me know what it is. I need some of it, and I want to give it to my producer.
And they smile.
Except Savannah, who is just laid back so much. She goes, you know.
Well, one of the things that you are very, very involved with, and we'd like to know more information about it, and that's the powwow.
Yeah, that's happening. It starts tonight. We kicked off the Honored Elders last night. We honored four elders within the Native American community within our service area and invited them to a dinner with all of their families, honored them with a big, beautiful plaque. They're invited back tonight. So tonight is grand entry at 7 p.m. It starts off with the dignitaries welcoming everybody, and then we get to honor the elders in front of the whole powwow in the arena. So the Shasta District Fairgrounds is taken over by drumming, dancing, singing, vendors, arts, crafts, amazing food. They have things called res dogs. We have these amazing Indian tacos.
Res dogs.
So it's the Indian fry bread with the hot dog inside.
Oh,
with
my
gosh. All you can eat cheese, which is funny how it's Doug LaMalfa's favorite. Are they serving red dogs? Yes, they sure are.
Well, you know, and Doug's going to be here. He's coming out.
He sure is.
Well, he's coming here, and then he knows he's ending there.
He's a smart man.
Yeah, he is.
Goes around the jewelry, takes pictures, sends it to his wife. Okay, buy that one. It's really cute.
No, Doug didn't get where Doug is by being slow.
Yeah.
So you have vendors with Indian-made clothing?
It's clothing, jewelry. I've seen things, gourds.
Painted gourds, dried. I've seen
everything.
Clothing,
it's almost something new that I'm like, whoa.
And people come from all over
the United States to dance in what they do is they powwow, I would say powwow hop. They make their rounds around the United States and go to various powwows. Right. So a lot of them are coming up from SoCal that just had theirs. So we're the NorCal one. So they're coming up here. We have drum groups all over the arena. The arena director will say, drum group up, and then it'll be a certain type of dance. It'll be grass dancers, teen dancers, elders dancers, tiny tot dancers, any type of dancer will go out. It's beautiful. It's absolutely breathtaking to see the different people who are representing where they live and dress accordingly from their region. So
I've been to the ones in New Mexico.
Oh, fantastic.
And this, and you're right, people come from all over.
All over.
It's not just one. And this is absolutely beautiful here too. So how do people get there?
You buy a 3-day pass, or can you buy a 1-day pass? And what happens tonight?
Well, tonight is grand entry at 7:00, and then, like I said, the dignitaries will be welcoming everybody, and then it is the honoring to elders tonight. And then we have a spotlight dance that ends the night. So in between all of that, we have all of these contests going, and the contests is over $15,000 in prizes. So these people are dancing to win it. So
throwing a little bit of extra in there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this twirl over here and I'm gonna give it a big shot here.
They're okay. Drumming and dancing for money. Big money. And then tomorrow night, and it's a $2 entrance fee. That's all it is. It's $2 admission, and it's really a family event. Tomorrow night is the pageant, so we have Junior Miss, Little Miss, and Miss Stillwater, and then we have the Braves. Now we have the boys coming in, so they showed their dancing, and they got judged on that last night. They'll be out there getting crowned, which I did put a crown on Facebook. These things are all completely beaded and beautiful. Wow. I would love one. And Sunday, it's all dancing, drumming, and ends. It's grand entry on Saturday is at noon and 7:00. And then Sunday grand entry is at noon. And then it ends around 6:00.
How late does it go tonight?
Tonight, it usually goes between 10 and midnight. So
I think that I'm seeing tomorrow. I'm seeing tomorrow rolling in there and see the grand entry.
Yes.
And be able to get there early so I can, because everything will be opened up early, so I can get a res dog.
They're absolutely amazing.
Okay, now you may not know this, but since you don't know everything else, I'm going to ask you. Last night on the table was the bread.
Yes.
What kind of bread is that?
The bread they served with dinner.
Yeah. You know, the reason I'm asking is I thought it was fry bread. And the reason I said that, I thought, well, it tastes like fry bread. It kind of looks like fry bread. And the Danukas, who are from, of course, India, said, oh, this is very much like, the bread in India, and which is almost exactly like the fry bread. Now, I could be wrong, but that's what it kind of reminded me of. And I thought, boy, is that a good idea? It just kind of set it off. So
I think that there are different versions fry bread.
Okay.
And that might be a modernized version.
All right.
So come to the powwow and try.
I'm going to try it.
The version.
I'm going to do the res dog. And, so when she started eating there, I need help getting there.
Yeah, I know. No.
It's just so true.
I love it. No, I mean, I just go
you
down.
You got him.
Plus the fact of the drumming.
You got him.
Just the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful costumes.
Okay. And then we have to emcee the, the Haven Humane Bark and Wine thing.
Yeah. Right. So let's
hosting
go there.
That at our place as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tomorrow night we'll be there again.
Place.
But tomorrow, let's go ahead out to the Shasta County Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And what time does the door open tomorrow?
So tomorrow, grand entry's at noon. So I would say about 11 o'clock. There's seating all the way around the arena, and it's marked where to be able to sit. And then again at 7 o'clock p.m. So there's two shows tomorrow night.
Yeah. Excellent.
Excellent. Tonight's the big night. Everybody comes out on Friday, and then Saturday night is just bigger. It's crazy.
You have to
fun.
But it doesn't start till this evening. So.
What time does it start again tonight?
Seven.
PM. Okay. What a great thing.
When it starts to get dusk.
Hey, and can we and also throw another big thank you out to y'all for the stuff you've done, because the Marine Corps birthday ball, which is near and dear to my heart, is also celebrated at Wind River, and you all treat us very, very, very well.
Good. We're
I
glad.
Just want you to know that. And you all support veterans' causes. I mean, a lot of veterans' causes. And a lot of people don't know it. But a lot of times that you look down and say, well, where did this come from? It's the Rancheria and Wind River who's leaned in. So I can't say enough about that either. And
well,
a lot of times
we can't say enough about thanking you guys for all of your efforts and what you've done for our country. So.
Well, thank you.
Really, it's
thank you. Thank you so much.
Kind of
y'all,
a win-win.
Y'all are, we like to, that y'all are such a great part of our community.
Thank you.
Okay. Maria Orozco, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino.
And the powwow this weekend.
Don't miss it. We're all going. Okay. Hey, for $2 ticket, Savannah, I'll buy your ticket. Okay.
I love a good powwow.
You love it? Well, you've been to a lot of them. I bet we're
familiar. In Montana.
There's a lot of them. Aren't they fun?
I bet you there's some Montana people that are going to be here.
That's what I was looking up on Facebook. I was like, hey, are you coming? But
oh, wow. Oh, well. Wouldn't that just be weird? Yeah. Love it. The world is small. Thank you so much, Maria.
Anytime. We're
going to cheer you guys on this weekend.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it has been an honor for me to serve on the Reading City Council these last 8 years. The future of Reading is bright. We still have many serious issues facing us as we move forward. Issues like pension reform, roads, water, and above all, the rising crime rate in the city of Reading. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Trust, follow through, integrity. These are words voters are using to describe Assemblyman Brian Daly.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
Our voice counts with Brian. Our votes count with Brian. He will represent us.
Because of Brian's leadership in the state assembly, he's received a 100% rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian helped pass legislation to support rural schools, and he worked hard to pass a bill that reduces wildfire hazard while putting people back to work in our forests. That's called leadership.
He will do what he says he's going to do.
He's a guy that you can trust every day. He's going to work hard. He's going to work relentlessly hard.
The choice is clear. Send a farmer, a leader with North State common sense values, back to Sacramento. Re-elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
I will vote for Brian Daly.
I'm voting for Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly, 2014.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Friday. 67 degrees outside. Looks like we're going to have around 92 today. To cap up where we've been, we've had the 17th Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon folks on from Sroptimus. And one of the things they just told us, Carl was out there, he just came back in, and You know, we got Doug LaMalfa coming on in a minute. But one of the things that she said when they did the last year at the bridge, the Think Pink Bridge, that there were all kinds of women that were coming up to them and had never had a mammogram. I just can't afford it. I don't have my insurance. She says, we have money. You know, all you have to do is get the voucher from the seroptimist, and we have money that covers that. So you go in, you make your appointment, you get the voucher, and you can get it done. So, I don't know. I just think that's something a lot of people don't really realize.
Men and women, because men also can get breast cancer. There are ways of getting that funded. And so you need to talk to people like the seroptimist that can do that. Let's talk about something that was good that happened. Our assemblyman, Brian Daly, put together a coalition, and they have a concerning the fire tax. You know, if you remember, the fire tax was voted in, which said if you lived out in a CAL FIRE area, you had to pay anywhere from $115 to $150 per building that you had on your property. Even if you were in a fire district, you were paying taxes on. It was something that came from Southern California because, frankly, they don't care because they don't live in a CAL FIRE district. And this is a tax, and the Howard Jarvis Association is fighting it in the courts right now, but it doesn't do any good. But so what Brian Daly has done, and we cheer him on this, is he got it rewritten so that if you lose your home to a fire or a disaster, you don't have to pay the fire tax that year. And he also had the if you're late on your payments, that it reduces the late fees to 10% instead of 20%, which is in line with the rest of the California laws. Now, Daly's not crazy about this. He'd much rather just have the whole thing go away. But at least it changes it. So if you lose your home in a fire and from the time you can't live in it, you don't get charged for paying the fire tax to protect your home. I think, which is really, frankly, a great idea. Of course, it doesn't help people from the Clover Fire because it kicks in this one July. So, but at least it's a start. So we like that. KIXE is celebrating its 50th anniversary on the air this year. In fact, they're having a number of things that are happening this week.
Actually, front page news.
It is. And yeah, it is front page because 50 years. And I tell you, there's been times it's been rough over there. But they have persevered. They have, you know, they have retrenched. They've got a brand new facelift out there. They've got a lot of people donating. It's, you know, frankly, KIXE needs to be here. Just like we need a paper, we need a public broadcasting channel. Where else can Savannah watch Lawrence Welk on the weekends when she sits in the room by herself? She and her roommate, her girlfriend. They said, "Do you watch Lawrence Welk?" Right?
How did you know? That's what
because you know, I heard you coming in one day going a one and a two and a one, two, three, like that. And there's bubbles coming out of your hair. Mm-hmm. So I figured you were watching Lawrence Welk, and plus probably the Red Dog, which is the cartoons. I thought you'd probably be watching that.
The Red Dog.
Yeah, it's sort of dog cartoon or something.
Is it a Big Red Dog?
Big Red Dog. That's it.
like Clifford.
Yes, Clifford, the Big Red Dog. Oh, you do know that. The other thing is that we watched the whole series on the Roosevelts, and even though
that was fabulous.
I like to think I'm an aficionado,
well,
I studied Teddy Roosevelt almost everything he's done. I learned a bunch of new things. I did not realize he almost died, which would probably effectively ended his life. But when he went down the Amazon, mm-hmm, how sick he got. I mean, like he couldn't move. Like they thought he was dead, but it weakened him so much that several years later he died at the age of 60. And a man of this indomitable energy and optimism. But it was something I didn't realize. That's what took it out of him, was that trip to the Amazon.
Well, and then we still have a couple. I think there was a series of maybe six. I think we still have the last two to watch.
On Franklin.
We have gone into.
Franklin didn't do anything for me.
Well, we've gone into still its fabulous history,
it is,
and the footage is just spectacular. Ken Burns is really quite awesome when it comes to putting together these documentaries. And this is, you know, something that we've been really watching. Why did we go on to this? Channel 6. KIXE.
Channel 9. Now let's go on.
Channel 6 in Sacramento. That's why. I guess I grew up with Captain Kangaroo and 6.
Let's go to Ebola. Ebola. The
first case. Let's jump on over there.
Yeah, the first case, of course, down in Texas, coming from Liberia. Now, this has got a lot of people a little excited about this, as it should, because he went to the hospital. Okay, now here's your medical system, my friends, the new medical system. The guy went to the hospital. He was sick, complaining of fever,
pains and said he had come from Liberia. The doctor who prescribed the medicine never got that word. Everything is on the type into their electronic forms. That part wasn't typed in. That he saw that, or he didn't see that form. It was on a different form. The guy had come back from Liberia. He's got fevers and his stomach's hurting a lot. What are some of the symptoms of Ebola? Oh, that's it. So not only that, but now they've got everybody that's been in contact with him, ambulance drivers, nurses, his family are literally in quarantine and locked in. And they said, if you leave the house, we're arresting you, Texas State Police have said. Now, when you go on to that, there's others, a newspaper reporter or a cameraman over in Africa doing the story. He's got it. The big question, an onion grower here hits, Muslims from around the world are gathering for the Hajj. The Saudis are screening for fever. If Ebola spreads there, it can go everywhere in the world. And after coming back from, you know, when we went on our once-in-a-lifetime vacation, being on having people all around you coming in from all over the world coughing and spitting and hacking, and then you get on a plane and you're there for 11 hours, what a perfect time for incubation. So Ebola, it's here in the United States, and I don't – you know what? And the is it going to spread here? I don't know. Because, and I, you know, because we have a much, much, much more advanced medical system than, of course, they have in Africa. But it's here. All right.
Hey, something about happening on the coast, which is, you know, happens now and then, but it hasn't happened in a very long time, that there's going to be record-breaking heat is hit California as the state prepares for a sweltering weekend marked by Santa Ana winds and extreme fire danger. Temperatures could top 100 in the valleys and lower mountain areas into Sunday. The heat advisories are through Friday for above normal temperatures in the San Francisco Bay Area. And the Weather Service has issued red flag warnings of fire danger through Friday for some areas because of heat, low humidity, and Santa Ana winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. Have you ever been down in the area of living in the valley or living in Studio City and being closer down out at, to that Burbank area?
Oceanside, Fallbrook, all those places inside there, Riverside. I mean, when the Santa Ana's blew, I mean, it was like you had walked into
a allergy hell
blast furnace out there sometimes. And anyway, okay.
So walk around with olive oil so I could put it up my nose. I know that's going to sound funny, but I also did that in Vegas, and you're going to go like, oh, this is weird. Well, I'm just talking about you swabbing it because the winds get so bad. And if you feel like you're in the wind, it will go up your – if you're looking at me like, stop it already. No, it dries you out. And so that's a key, by the way, if you're in a really hot, dry area.
You put it on your lips.
You take a Q-tip. And you swab the inside of your nostrils with some kind of oil, and it will help to not have it go up inside to your
sinuses.
And it is a secret that we did when we were singing in Vegas as well, because Vegas, we get hot and windy, and you hear Vegas throat because you do. It gets crazy. So what happens with these winds?
Because you do shots of Jack?
Nope, didn't do shots of Jack. All that does is dry you up. But
okay, now let's go back to
make you hoop and holler and forget what you did.
A couple more comments about more troops going to Africa. 3,000 troops going to Africa, 14 at the end of the month, directed to contain it. I don't know. I think they're there to include building 1,700 bed hospital facilities and a healthcare facility for infected physicians and healthcare workers. Well, let's just hope our people are taking, you know, I'm sure they're taking care of our people there, but I'm not sure. Leon Panetta, former CIA director, Department of Defense, head of the Department of Defense, the new book is out. And he just says, hey, Obama ignored everything Panetta and the Department of Defense said, and the CIA said, and then he said in the State Department about taking troops out of Iraq. He wanted to get troops out of Iraq so badly that they could have worked to leave them in there, and he didn't want to do it. And this is an Obama thing. He pulled them out. And unlike Afghanistan, where we're leaving troops, and our plan from the very beginning in the military was leave troops in Iraq to strengthen their forces and to train them and keep them combat ready, because we worked so hard to get them combat ready, was ignored by President Obama. This is in Panetta's book, and it's Panetta worked for him. Now, you can also say Panetta worked for Clinton, And maybe he's trying to draw a firewall between Obama and Hillary Clinton's to say, oh, no, Hillary wanted to leave troops there. We're not sure about that. I'm not sure anything Hillary says or Bill says or, of course, President Obama says about this. You know, and frankly, I think that anybody who's been in the military for a week knows we should have left somebody there. And then, so now we're putting troops back on the ground. Oh, no troops on the ground. We've got 500 troops on the ground. And let's be really clear about this. Did you say no troops on the ground or no Americans on the ground? How many contractors are over there? How many military have kind of just made that shift and they took off the name tag and they put on a different uniform and now they're on a different role over there? Oh, you don't think they do that? Yeah, of course they do that. The other thing, too, is that you hire contractors that just got out or they do contracting. And, you know, what they're doing is combat missions. Oh, yeah, they're out there training. So how many Americans? But the question needs to be is how many Americans are on the ground with guns training the Iraqis or in contact with ISIS? You might want to find that one out. Nobody's going to ask that question, of course. Or if they ask it, you're going to find 1,000 ways not to answer that question. But the bottom line is we should have had people there, and now we're starting bombing in Syria, in which the people of the United States are supporting, and they should because we're going after ISIS. But we're also helping Assad, President Assad, who's given us targets to hit. Gee, I don't think that's going to weaken his regime. The Turks have decided to join the fight. They're going to start launching missions against ISIS also. The bottom line is the people in America believe that we're going to be set for a terror attack thanks to ISIS. And you can lay it right back. You know what, President Obama, it's at your feet there, buddy, because you could have done something about it 4 years ago. You could have done something about it a year ago, and you failed to act. You failed to act. Now we're trying to catch up. And how far ahead are they? Well, hopefully that our people are going to be doing their job better than the Secret Service did on protecting the White House and protecting the people. It's a Friday. I was trying to be nice about Fridays, you know, because we're starting to go in the weekend. You got the powwow and you got the...
Yeah, we did. We had the nice stuff. So go ahead and rant. Why don't you get you on your... You talked about a few things. And I, you know what? You have been a contractor. You know, there's a lot of things that
they
go on.
Oh,
that,
yeah, they paid us.
They don't hit the mainstream media, Carl. It's evident that there's so many things that happen. Well, we both lived internationally. We both know that there was stuff that when we got over to the United States, people were not even... They didn't know about it because you only know what you read in the paper. You don't know unless you're there. Well, and you've been there, so you know what goes down.
Well, the thing is that Bush, and this is on Bush's side, you know, Bush made huge mistakes over in Iraq. And, you know, I mean, it's just, I mean, when we were over there, it's kind of like, why would he do this? But the bottom line on that is oh, we want to keep we want to keep American troops out of there. So what'd they do? It was the rise of private military armies coming up. Okay, maybe not like that sound, but contractors of hundreds and hundreds and thousands of contractors. Now, it wasn't everybody just carrying a gun. There were all types of contractors over there serving food, doing laundry, doing the plumbing, collecting the garbage. I mean everything, running the gyms. All of these are contractors that kept – you didn't have to put military over there to do it. Save thousands and thousands of jobs, keeping thousands of troops from being over there, or the ones you had, you could concentrate on fighting Al-Qaeda. But they were still there, and they still carried guns. They were protecting people, protecting the media, protecting headquarters. They were protecting State Department groups, all of these. And these were people, contractors from all over the world were working there. So how many thousands of contractors were there that if you didn't have them, you would have had to put military there or State Department employees or somebody? So if you don't think that we don't have contractors back in Iraq right now and we're not increasing that number, well, then I've got some land at Stillwater that I can sell you. Though I understand, I can't see that much longer.
We hope the Stillwater
is looking good for maybe having a big business.
Let's activate Stillwater.
Okay. All right. Enough of that. We're going to have Doug Lamoff on after this, and he can talk about
some positive stuff.
Well, He's back from D.C. I'm not sure how positive that's going to be, but we'll find out.
I'm sure there's always something positive.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our friends there at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have just a great place
there.
Can
I say pumpkin latte?
Pumpkin latte.
And they're in transitional mode as far as bringing in fantastic holiday coffee beans. The pumpkin lattes are hot on the go. It's a place to go. I swear, I was just in there having coffee the other day. People going to get their any kind of lottery tickets. I mean, there's a huge activity with every kind
of
scratch and lottery tickets. And while you're over there, the walk-in humidor is great. I know a lot of people like to have a cigar after the dinner, especially with the holidays, the cooling down nights. So Tobacco and Brew, go see the Tobacco and Brew Cuties. And remember, they're locally owned and operated, big supporters of the veterans. And we really highly recommend you go into Tobacco and Brew. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Good morning on this Friday. It's KCNR 1460.
Washington. An American cameraman helping to cover the Ebola outbreak in Liberia for NBC News has tested positive for the virus and is being flown back to the United States for treatment. His mother, Diana Mukpo, says she's eager to have her son back.
He's receiving the best care possible that they can offer him at Doctors Without Borders in Monrovia. But still, it can't possibly, because of the lack of resources, compared to what is going to be available to him when he gets home to the United States.
Diana Mukpo appearing on NBC's Today Show talking about her son, Ashoka. Also at SRNNews.com, the unemployment rate has not been this low since July of 2008. Mesro Financial Chief Economist Diane Swong says the quality of jobs has improved with strong growth for accountants, architects, engineers, management, technical consultants, and other high-level and professional jobs.
They're important jobs because those are the kind of jobs that these new grads have been looking for and they're finally starting to get. In fact, we did see a decline in the number of people who are looking for full-time work but had to accept part-time. Those are important jobs because those are the kind of jobs that these new grads have been looking for and they're finally starting to get. In fact, we did see a decline in the number of people who are looking for full-time work but had to accept part-time.
Overall, employers added 248,000 jobs last month. Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit shrank for the fourth straight month in August.
The Commerce Department says the deficit fell by a half percent to $40.1 billion compared to a revised $40.3 billion in July. Exports increased 0.2% to a record $198.5 billion, paced by increased sales of petroleum, telecommunications equipment, and industrial engines. Imports also went up by a smaller 0.1% to $238.6 billion.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News.
Now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
Australia's Prime Minister says his country's Air Force will launch airstrikes against the Islamic State targets in Iraq.
ISIL must be disrupted and degraded. ISIL must be disrupted and degraded at home and abroad. So it is absolutely in Australia's national interests that this mission go ahead.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott told reporters today deployment to Iraq could be a quite lengthy one, maybe months, he says, rather than weeks. There's been additional fighting today in eastern Ukraine where pro-Russian rebels are trying to seize a key airport despite resistance from government forces. Rebels have made some gains in the area near the airport, seizing some buildings and using them to target the country's main terminal there. The loss of the airport would be a major blow to Ukrainian government forces. It would allow the rebels to receive large cargo planes full of supplies in addition to the truck convoys they sometimes get from Russia. This is SRN News. The air quality is getting healthier in Southern California.
According to a newly released study, cancer-causing pollutants have dropped by more than 50% on average since 2005. That's when the South Coast Air Quality Management District last monitored air quality so extensively. However, health risks from toxic pollutants do persist in certain localized areas.
SRN's Rich Thomason says the areas of greatest concern are the busy ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Other areas of concern include those places close to freeways. A line of thunderstorms brought down trees and power lines, closed schools, and caused scattered power outages across several southern states, but few injuries were reported. Areas of Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, and Alabama all affected by the storms overnight. About 200,000 homes and businesses remain without power. Things have been booming on Wall Street after a positive jobs report. The Dow is up more than 150 points. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning on 3 October. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Savannah's with here with us. And Linda?
Well, let's give you a quick forecast here. It is 69 degrees. Looks like today, Friday, and good Friday to you. You know, they've got the obnoxious hump Wednesday. There should be like a thank you, it's a Friday song. 91 degrees today, that's what we're heading towards, 63 tonight. Tomorrow will be 97, according to our 10-day forecast. 61 tomorrow night, Sunday's 99. And 61. Monday turns out to be about 93. It looks like we have clear skies, sunny clear skies. And that's the temperature for the weekend here in the North State. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated. Give senior and veteran discounts and give them a call. 365-3793.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Bastiani and staff pride themselves on their not only just great customer service, but their great selection of not only ammo, but guns. Sales are going on all the time there. I'm taking my long guns down here this weekend so that they can tune it up for me, in fact. Give them a call at 222-8222. Again, 2539 Larkspur, John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms. Great place. In our studio is, and it's not usually in our studio. And I thought, well, you know, I don't see him.
This
it's like
cool.
It's like one after, and I look outside, and here comes. If you ever seen that movie Tokyo Drift, that's when the cars are coming around. They come around the corners really fast, and they slide, you know, and then they take off. Here comes Tokyo Drift, except it's not. It's congressional drift as they comes around the corner, slides in, and slides right into the parking position.
No, it's called the LaMalfa lift.
There you go. So, good morning, Congressman Lamar.
Great intro. Hey, great to be inside the studio with you today. And
we're a lot nicer when you're not here.
I like it when you're
too
here.
Hard to make it in today, but you know, it's
no, you're just out there. You know what? And then, are you ever without the phone? I mean, is it attached to you, or is it anything like that?
Well,
can you turn it off sometimes? I mean, really?
Well, the little one's off. My main one, I watch for text and things like that. Or I might have a question. I might have to look up, or something like that.
Well, that's right.
We do that
all
the time.
All that gadgetry. Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, and let's hear about, like, for instance, give the voters, the listeners, an inside of what's happened in the last week of Doug's life.
Last week, well, it's actually been worked a lot more personal things in here this week with family and such, and we've had some.
Everybody's on a break here.
Yeah, we're out of session until after the election.
Right.
We finished up the first part of the month to, we've gotten through the body of the work for the year. really. I mean, there's always more things we could be doing, but at this point it would be in the context of the politics of the Senate elections and everything else, it wouldn't be terribly productive. So we can always go back on an emergency basis should there be the need. And, you know, we could talk about ISIL and things like that, I'm sure. But right now we're at a point where it's just time for all the members to get home and do their campaigns and catch up to the people in their districts. So it's been a mixture of family things. And I actually got some harvester time here last night. I was out there cutting late, opening up another round and things like that. So it's just a mixture of
– That's a good balance. A good balance for your soul.
It really is, because, you know, I jumped on there last night about, I don't know, 7:30 and went till about 9. It's just nice to go out there.
Yeah.
I keep the radio off, no offense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. One with Earth, one with Earth, and
no,
your machine.
No offense to anybody, unless it's a live show, like
no,
on Saturdays
noise.
Or our show.
Yeah.
You know, hey.
Yeah. See a pheasant pop out, watch the sunset, all that. It's pretty nice. So it gets kind of takes some of the toxins out of your bloodstream that builds up from the day to day, or you know, whatever may happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah, when you see your photo on the front page of the Record Searchlight, I ever saw it, and you probably just go, okay, what's this? But this was about a bill that you had in the for a lumber and timber and firefighters in this case.
Yeah, in this case here, it's a simple one that we put over because you know, firefighters have these names called fire technicians and things like that, and like, you know, the firefighters themselves, they have this esprit de corps and camaraderie. They're like, why don't we just allow them to be called firefighters instead of, like, you know, I mean, you hear garbage men are called sanitation engineers. I mean, pretty soon you don't know what you're talking about, really. Firefighters have a lot of pride. So let's let them be called that when we refer to them in the legal sense. So, you know, it's not a big deal, Bill, but it's important to them. And I think it's the right terminology. We've done terminology bills in the past, you know, where you want to use the right words for the situation and then in this case, the title. So,
but it means something to the men and women themselves, and
absolutely.
I think, and they're not forest technicians anymore; they're firefighters, which is what they are.
Yeah, forest technicians. Like, what is there? Like, you know, the trees have chips in them or something like that.
Forest
they need to
technicians.
You gotta, you know, bring a tech guy out from the computer lab. You know, I mean, it's not that difficult. And earlier we were talking about what we've been up to. A couple weeks ago, we went up to the north here. We toured the weed fire disaster there, and boy, for all the negative you've heard about it, they did an amazing job of keeping it from getting much, much worse than what it could have been. As folks around the Roseville lumber mill there, I mean, they were able to stop some things that had one of their big buildings gone up, it would have been the catalyst for a whole other section of neighborhood north of them as the wind was whipping it. And the immediate response by firefighters up there and triaging their own homes and in that situation, they had to make a choice. Can we save a chunk of neighborhood, or, you know, my house is over here, they're saying, and they did the former.
I heard a story that is just absolutely heroic about, and we're researching it right now, about a firefighter who let his house go because they were fighting it. It was the right thing to do. And can you imagine that you have the ability to maybe save your house? And they went the other way to save because it was going to save more.
Yeah.
I mean, we're researching that one right now. And if that's true, here's somebody that deserves a lot of recognition.
Well, and that's what we should be doing, you know. So when we get, you know, there's always a lot of wild stories that come out the first day. Did the whole mill burn? Did the school burn?
Yeah.
Things like that. But that said, the American Red Cross has been up there, and we toured that, bringing people in and processing them, getting them where they need to be on what their losses has been, what they need help-wise. And it was amazing. Only a few days afterwards, there was nobody in the shelter, maybe two or three folks from the shelter. Otherwise, everybody had been placed in, you know, with friends, with relatives, you know, in some cases motels, and some of the lumber mill folks. They were already had been transferred up to facilities up in Oregon that Roseburg has at full pay plus with a stipend to cover their costs of staying at a motel or whatever, so their jobs weren't. It was amazing how the town pulled together.
You know, and I saw, and people were talking about this is kind of a. There's going to be a. If this is the point where weed can make up its mind whether it wants to rebuild or it can just leave,
you know, because it did have a lot of damage there. But for everything I'm seeing is like, hey, we're rebuilding. Our town is still, and we're going to keep our town.
And, you know, that's going to be a case-by-case basis, you know, depending on what they had to begin with. But what we need to do is make sure that government is not a hindrance but a help where it's supposed to be. And FEMA, for example, is supposed to be stepping in on this. And our understanding so far is you have to burn at least 500 houses for them to declare it that type of emergency. So, you know, state of California has moved in on that, and I know they're going to probably move the legislation soon to make people tax-exempt from – or, you know, the higher value of what they had, bring that down to what their property value is. I saw Assemblyman Dolly had a really good piece on that rotten fire tax. It's been a state issue for a while, and he passed a bill to –
and this is pretty much a big bipartisan bill, so he's worked it, I think.
Which is amazing in that legislature because them seem to love the fire tax, and they won't do anything to get rid of it, but his bill would get it where if you've been through a fire, then you wouldn't have to pay the fire tax. Well, hats off, Brian, but, man, to get the rest of those jokers down there to see that kind of logic,
and,
like, wow.
And they said, you know, because as things are coming up, so my house is burned down. I'm not going to pay the fire tax. And they said, we don't care. You're going to pay it. And then so, yeah, Brian's got that passed through. And then they brought back, if you're a late fee, instead of imposing double the fees on you that everybody else has to pay, they brought those back in line. But you're right. We need to get rid of that.
And that just shows the thuggery of government sometimes here. We're already paying taxes on that. And so to see people treated like this way in this fire season, you know, and again, I commend them for getting that bill done. The fire tax should be repealed because you're already paying, in some cases, triple. You pay your taxes. You pay the sometimes
a
local fire district tax, right, which people in an area have pulled together to want to do to enhance a little bit. Then you get hit with that. You know, the state fire tax passed illegally. It's still being litigated. I hope they beat that thing, and then they have to send everybody refunds.
It's going to be years, probably. And then the people in the Clover Fire, it's not even going to help them because it starts now, and the Clover Fire was too long ago. Isn't that weird?
The state always comes out ahead on that. I can tell you another story about going to a wrecking yard, but I won't bore you for a limited time today.
We're going to take a quick break here. And Carl and about our guest, Congressman Doug Lamoff, when we come back, I want to talk about what's going on in the Middle East, especially with what Panetta just said today in his book, which came out and it just hit the headlines, hit all the news today. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and about Congressman Doug Lamoff is with us today.
Trust. Follow through. Integrity. These are words voters are using to describe Assemblyman Brian Daly.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
Our voice counts with Brian. Our votes count with Brian. He will represent us.
Because of Brian's leadership in the state assembly, he's received a 100% rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian helped pass legislation to support rural schools, and he worked hard to pass a bill that reduces wildfire hazard while putting people back to work in our forests. That's called leadership.
He will do what he says he's going to do.
He's a guy that you can trust every day. He's going to work hard. He's going to work relentlessly hard.
The choice is clear. Send a farmer, a leader with North State common sense values, back to Sacramento. Re-elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
I will vote for Brian Daly.
I'm voting for Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly, 2014.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingram from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest-rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, a magic carpet ride here. Yeah. Linda and Carl Bott. It is exactly 8:20 in the morning, 67 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, beautiful weekend. Of course, we've got Linda's going to the Seroptimus Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon, and you can go there too.
Becky Ann Molson is the guest speaker, and she has written a book. Actually, she's got a group called Breast Friends. Third-time cancer survivor. She's got a story to tell. So today, still some tickets left. It's at the Holiday Inn Convention Center today. Doors open at 11. These are always wonderful events, very informative. And so check that out. So she was on this morning, she's also, anyway, she's going to be very entertaining.
That's right.
And this weekend, the powwow was happening. So many
today.
Other things. Tomorrow night will be Haven Humane's Bark and Wine will be there attending
Bark,
that.
Wine and Bureau. Mm-hmm. Still probably some tickets for that too. But we also have a free ticket right now to listen to Congressman Doug LaMoffa.
Right here in the flesh.
And so, yeah. And so, okay, Congressman.
We'll probably be heading to the powwow to check out the Res Dog and maybe the Indian Taco too. So it's out of the park.
Well, as soon as you talked about, what is the Res Dog?
It's a really awesome chili dog that's
Indian fry bread. And
Indian fry bread is the, yeah, they call it Indian taco, too. And it's just, they're just, man.
They're great.
I shouldn't eat for a week beforehand just so I could do that.
Congressman, what's happening in the Middle East with ISIS, ISIL, depending on who you're saying. Leon Panetta came out with in his book and just scorched the Obama administration and Obama personally. Because everybody, including him, the CIA, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, everybody said leave troops in Iraq. He let according to Panetta, he let the talks falter so he could pull everybody out of Iraq. And now here we are 3 years later putting troops back in.
You know, I don't know to what extent we're going to actually be putting our own troops back in. But, yes, we have a problem that has to have something done about it with troops. And Now it's a bipartisan effort. You know, Mr. Panetta, he's a very wise person who, you know, we're not always on the same side of the political fence there. He being from the Clinton era and stuff, but he knows a lot of things and he's been around the block. And so now this makes it bipartisan because President Bush said the same thing several years ago about a complete withdrawal will just cause a vacuum that the bad guys, whether it's Al-Qaeda or now the new form, ISIL, we pretty much use the term ISIL.
Okay.
Yeah, because the L in the word refers to a term called the Levant, which is an area larger than just immediately that portion of Syria and Iraq. It's what it really points out is that they have big designs, big ideas of a much larger region.
They want it all.
Yeah, a very, very large area.
Caliphate.
And this is what has some of the other Arab country neighbors really nervous. That's why they're stepping forward, actually being friendly to the United States here. So, you know, with the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates and others wanting to come in and fund some of these efforts we're talking about, part of which Congress authorized before we left for our recess, was that the need to take action. You know, the way I look at it from the U.S. side, we could do one of four things. We could do nothing. We could do airstrikes only. We could do airstrikes in concert with somebody on the ground, troops-wise. That could either be the Arabs that we're talking about working with training, you know, the Syrians.
Sure.
Or it could be reinsertion of American troops. So those are really about the four main choices on that. And so most of us, we opted like, well, we're going to help with the airstrikes, and the oil-rich countries are going to help with the funding. Why don't we have the folks that are the people that live there have some of that skin in the game too, with such as training their troops to do that. So, you know, I mean, I can certainly see why there'd be a lot of room for skepticism. Like, okay, we're going to find moderate Syrians and train them. Well, and hey, it's Syria, we know. But I think it's our best play right now that we try. We have a 90-day period for which the administration, working with the Joint Chiefs and everybody, can put the plan together and make it work. We'll be back in mid-December to see how that is going and decide if we're going to authorize additional action. So it was a limited scope. The president has, under the War Powers Act, up to 90 days to exercise that power. And so it's been a thing where we're all trying to trust each other on this thing, because this is bigger than any politics. It's bigger than any election. Inaction over there, I think, is horrendous, because we're all seeing what's going on. ISIL has their finger in our face. And if with our porous border that we're not doing nearly enough about as a nation, Congress took action on that, but the Senate did not, and the White House hasn't really. With that porous border, it might be naive to think that ISIL is not going to affect us on our homeland. Indeed, we believe that they're already here. I mean, Oklahoma might be it may be seen as a copycat. It may be seen as extension of it or whatever. But they're being emboldened to come do this here on our homeland. And when they say, look, we'll see an ISIL flag flying over the White House, I mean, you know, they're calling us out. So I don't think it's something we can just stand by and watch, because
no, we can't. And I think most of the American people agree with that, Congressman. The fact is, we do need to do something about it. The fact that we could have done something about it for 3 years ago, and then again last year when they were raising their ugly heads and people were saying they're getting too strong, we didn't do anything.
That's really sad, because our foreign policy has not been paying attention.
We have no foreign policy, do we? I mean, I'm sorry, this is just my opinion.
Well, it's not a coherent one, and you know, I don't want to be here just to say, oh, yeah, the other guys did this, the president did that. But, you know, you got to pay attention. And you have to be listening to what your people that are briefing you. Listen to what President Bush was talking about. Listen now what Leon Panetta is talking about. I mean, these presidents do need to consult with each other. You know, Bush used to talk to Clinton. Use that wisdom. Don't make it all about your ego. So I'm sorry that the president has not taken more advantage of the people around him that have this knowledge. And it's not going to really changed a lot in the politics. It'd actually make him look more like a leader, which would help his politics. It might help rescue him some of his the big focus right now is the Senate elections and how things look surrounding that. Obamacare is not helping anything, and his foreign policy, he could score a win on that if you're just looking at politics. But way more important than all the political nonsense is, what does it mean for
the security
of our nation as well as our neighbors? Israel's a very important ally over there that, if they have to go this alone because they have no confidence in what the U.S. is going to do to be their partner, their big brother, their backup or whatever, then if they're forced to go to an action because they can't count on us, they're probably going to be forced in that situation much sooner. And what does that
They're not going to go quietly into the night.
No, they're not. And I think, you know, PM Netanyahu has been just amazing in his leadership on that, and his restraint, as well as being firm. And so when he speaks, it's really worth listening.
I think so. We're going to take a quick break, early break here, because I'm going to get back and want to talk about VA. We got a bunch of questions in here. And one is, did the congressman read the testimony of Dr. Jose Matthews from the St. Louis VA psychiatry department, which essentially he said is that the psychiatrist there were only spending 3.5 hours in patient contact per shift. And it's, you know, because I know you've taken such a great interest in the VA, it's just another story that's rolled in about terrible happening in the VA mental health side. But we'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Carl Lindebaut, KCNR 1460. It is 8:28 in the morning, 67 degrees out there.
Hello, Frank Muse with Norton Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have 1 or 2 used heaters left. They're going quick.
If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family-owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Nate Abarea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at NCESCanHelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at NCESCanHelp.com.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget brew.
Yes, brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound?
Everybody, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Hey, 8:31 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue there, across from the subway. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the absolute cheers of barbershops right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, even if I don't need a haircut, sometimes I walk in there, sit down and talk to people and read them, you know, catch up on Guns and Ammo and Car and Track. And it's always a baseball game or some kind of athletic sport on there.
Road and track, of course.
Something like that. I'm not going to argue with the expert on that one. Anyway, Linda's...
our guest this morning is Doug Lamalfin. I have a question for you. This is not from the chat pack. It's from me because, you know, inside the Republican Party, from... one looking in, you see a lot of bickering and not much unification. When we're looking for the leader, you're there. Who are you seeing? Without putting your neck out on the line.
Are you speaking the House of Representatives or the party
for president,
the state
party,
or the who's somebody who's uniting people that everybody, that maybe the people respect and is going to be out there, that's going to get us excited when the convention comes in a couple of years. And, well, you know, who looks good?
I'll tell you who I like. I can't tell you who looks good or who the pundits say is the best because I'm not excited about some of the ones that they think are maybe near the top. I think Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, provides the type of leadership, the track record, the type of guy who will have appeal to people. But he, you know, he's not the everyday name you hear about.
I like President Scott. What's wrong with that? Hey, Scott. Hey, buddy, Scott. Let's go. Well, let's catch a game, Scott.
Isn't he in a big fight right now for re-election?
He's in a big fight in this Wisconsin re-election, but it's one of those swing states, so nothing's easy there for in a statewide, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's a state that a Republican can win. I think they have one Republican U.S. senator and a Republican governor, but they have crazy Madison, Wisconsin, which votes for whatever. So
it's like our ocean coast that we have here.
Well, Madison, yeah, you know, big medical thing.
I saw something where. You know, we're talking about the polarization in Congress, but there's polarization in the country. You know, you have people just two counties away that are completely polar opposite on, you know, by and large, than what they are interior of California. So don't always blame that, well, Congress can't get along. It's like, well, people send different representatives that are polar opposite in their viewpoints, or they're driven that way by, let's say, for example, environmental groups. If your congressman or state legislator doesn't have 100% record with the environmental groups, they're going to come after you. Like, does that mean that we can't talk about cutting a few trees in order to manage the forest instead of just watching them burn? Does that mean we can't have reasonable regulations on mining, or being able to have people be able to drive their trucks until they wear them out a little bit and then bring in new used ones that are cleaner? It's all this stuff, and there's really no room for compromise with that, and I think we could get a lot more done if we didn't have that extreme polarization. But it starts in the district, and it's driven by stuff on the internet and stuff that, you know, I get my name skewered regularly for not being 105% conservative voting record or something.
Well, I agree with you on this in the sense that everybody talks about the polarization in Congress, but it's also, you're hearing a lot too on the polarization out here in the country, because people, it's like, there's so many things that we have in common. I mean, you know, and we were talking to Ashley Schweringen came in here yesterday running for state control. Mm-hmm. She was in here. And she, you know, and frankly, she had these really great ideas. And she says, I have center-left friends that believe just like I do. And she says, I'm center-right. And so it's her ideas on how to change the state and business and all this, really great. But so many people out there, really, we all believe the same. We want the best for our families. We want this. And then you have, when you go out, keep going out further right and left, it for some reason, they seem to have more strident voices. They're listened to much more than just the people in the middle there that want to get it done.
Well, see, I saw just last night, I was looking at something there, and there was a list of recommendations for what statewide candidates you should support. And some of them were left blank because they weren't right wing enough, and I think Ashley's race was one of those. So she, they would rather have a lefty Democrat take that position there than step forward and say, you know, here's somebody we've disagreed with on certain issues, but we think would do a good job as controller. And that controller position also casts votes on
it's the pivotal vote on the board of
equalization, which right. helps save taxpayers when they go down there and appeal. The state, I mean, you'll hear the Dems on that board to say, well, the state needs the money. Really? This is injustice that's happening to some small business owner because of the way Board of Equalization or Franchise Tax Board or whoever has assessed them. And you don't care because for this one small business, it's a big thing. And the whole giant blob of the state of California, it would mean hardly – it's just dust, budget dust. But there's no fairness down there. So that's a pivotal vote. So why wouldn't you take somebody that doesn't care about that?
I have never understood this. Why? Oh, he's not hard right enough, or he's not hard left enough. I'm thinking to myself, would I rather have Romney than Obama? Yeah. Did I agree with everything Romney was
saying?
Okay.
Well, let's get into what's happening with the snapshot. We are unfortunately, if you look at the majority of our society, we are a quick cell phone photo snap.
Bumper sticker.
Don't talk too long because I'm going to lose interest.
Exactly. It's an impression thing. Mm-hmm. So what you're seeing and what you're hearing, especially the younger voters, is that they're the Republicans, especially with this president and this group around him, is that the Republicans are evil that can't get anything done. So if you think that you're going to be, say you're a Democrat, you're going to vote just on the Democrat party line alone. You don't even have a clue if that person is best for the job. So what do we need to do in order to invigorate that snapshot society, the younger society that doesn't really read, doesn't really find out about the measure, doesn't really know, in order to get them excited about the fact that, hey, there's this cool dude or this cool girl or woman that is really like making me think that, you know, it's not about party line. Oh, that's where we're all screwed up. People don't, you know.
A lot of that is put upon us, you know, oh, it's all about party all the time. I don't think about the party very much when I'm making my decisions. I'm looking at what makes sense for the economy, for people, what really is going to matter to my constituents. It's not about me. It's not, people say, oh, you Republicans don't want to you're very stingy with the money. Like, well, it's not my blankety blank. What swear words are allowed on here, by the way?
Anything but the,
you can't use hyphenated
the
words.
The S word and anyway, the F word.
I just get so, I didn't really mean that, but yeah. Is it the ones George Carlin said you could?
Yeah, there's seven, and we got a dump those, button, those, so you're yeah, safe.
Because I'm really... really frustrated with, you hear, do nothing Congress. You know what? There's 387 bills the House has sent over to the Senate that Harry Reid somehow, with the lazy media, does not get held up on. You know, because we've sent energy bills and reform bills and jobs bills and you name it. We've done what we're supposed to do as a House of Representatives. We don't always get it exactly right, and we're certainly not perfect. But, man, at least you can have a dialogue or a conversation. And they just stop things over there. So say do nothing Senate instead of do nothing Congress. Congress is both houses. We're the U.S. House.
Okay.
So, but I managed to get through that without any of the seven words.
No. Well, those seven words are great words, too, at times. In fact, the Marine Corps runs
Congress is becoming one of them, right?
Okay, let's go to the phones. Rob, good morning. Do you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa?
Hey, yeah. Thanks for taking
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on for a second.
Hello?
Yeah, hang on just for a second. Okay, now, go. We had to get the earphones fixed. All right.
Hey, no problem. Hey, thanks for taking my call, and I just wanted to also touch on something, a question that Linda asked a second ago about what we can do because of the fact that the kids are, being told that, the Republicans are not doing anything. And I think a lot of that needs to be addressed on the level where the kids are at school right now and they're being impressed upon that traditional American values are bad and that, you need to be sympathetic to different causes that are, traditionally un-American. And once you have their minds and you play on their emotions, because their emotions at that age are very important to them, they're not going to identify with traditional American values. They're not going to identify with sacrifices that veterans make. And they're not going to think, this is a country where I have the opportunity to do what I want as an American citizen and that my government has got to help me because it's got to help everybody else and we should all just be helping people. So, I think Doug, you do a great job in doing what you can and kind of telling people that, hey, I'm not in charge of the money. You are. It's your money. Get out there and get it because it belongs to you. Fight for your money, those kind of things. And I think that's important. I want to, again, thank you for coming to see us at the Veterans Hall the other day. That was really, really important for us. So keep up the good work, and I just like to say, people, you need to start talking to your kids because that's the battleground. Like, you need to fight for the minds of our children and tell them how important America is.
Rob, you brought it right back to the point that I was, I totally agree with. It starts at the home. And so how are the parents doing with the kids? And we have a lot of things that help contribute to the breakdown of the family here. And that's influenced by a lot of things you see in the media, and when government does things that helps propagate that or make people comfortable in that breakdown instead of incentivizing the other way. Things happen in families. We get that. And so I'm not here saying that they don't or that someone should be forced to stay in a situation. That's not it at all. But when government does things that helps to foster that, then we do lose that. Promiscuity is practically encouraged in schools instead of things that are going to be better for the kids. I mean, those are big decisions to make. And why wouldn't we do more to help cause parents to want to stay together instead of incentivize them to be apart? This drug culture we have is, what an awful thing we're doing that we think that marijuana legalization is somehow going to help society. And that that just leads from one thing to another. And so we need to battle that as much as we can, as hard as we can. And it just all comes back to how's things going at home if we want our kids to have a chance. And the parents involved, they have to get information. They can't just trust what, a candidate's sign says along a highway or a 10-second soundbite. And that's what's really frustrating for me is, like, you can hear the 10- or 15-second soundbite, and you were talking about, Republicans are against everything. Like, well, We generally have to explain our positions. A little thought is required to talk you through a program and why things are right, but the other side can just say, like, well, they just want to cut kids or
they're against
parents
women.
Or they're
no,
against,
I have never heard a president
against
actually.
Immigrants and all that stuff. So, you know, it's just like, well,
yeah.
What work for?
In my time, I've never heard a president that has made the other party almost sound demonic. And I hear it time and time again about the Republicans aren't going to do this, and they're the ones that are the reason their problems. I mean, in my day, the people who were that I looked up to that were presidents would never, you know, it's like we're one. We are Americans. We are in the United States of America. We're going to, you know, that's what you want to believe. When you start to be divisive, that's what happens. There's a corrosion when there's a divisive. That means you can't be, the Hatfields and McCoys cannot be friends.
Well, this president has made about a six-year career so far out of bashing the previous one. And the previous one, George W. Bush, has actually been very classy and restrained and not talking too much about, on a personal basis, this president. That's kind of been the standard before. But we've lost a lot of etiquette in our society of, you know, just standing aside in a hallway when people are walking through. People have a conversation blocking the middle of the hallway because it's all about them. I mean, me and my wife talk about this stuff. There's just a general...
A breakdown.
Not thinking about what the other person's feelings are or what the other person needs a little bit. It's just about me right now. Blocking the driveway. You know, you're sitting there, two people having a conversation, just blocking the driveway if they're going out to school the other day. Oh, hey, don't mind all of us behind you while you finish chatting about, you know, whatever. So I'm kind of getting a little bit fired up. But it's, you know,
it's indicative of what's going
what
on.
What Rob brings up is that we have to get back to our basic values as families, as parents, and adhere to them. And this nonsense that's coming out of school right now with Common Core or what have you, when they're pushing kids in a whole different direction from what our traditional values were or what actually works, you know, us parents better stand up and fight back.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Congressman Doug LaMalfa is our guest. When we come back, two quick questions is what's going on with the VA and the battle in the VA? The fact that Obama seems to be doing his best to demoralize the troops, cutting pay, cutting benefits, pushing people out of the service, bringing in the illegals to take their jobs, and then now saying, "Oh, let's have another war." It's so interesting. And the other is the impact of this Senate race, if it does shift over to the Republicans controlling all of Congress. We'll be right back.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop, located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. It is exactly 8:50 in the morning right now. Savannah, are you doing this on purpose? 71 degrees out there.
Yes, it is, and we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 92. Clear temperatures tonight, clear skies, 60 degrees, and throughout the weekend, sunny on Saturday with 94 and sunny on Sunday with 95. We're going to get up some to close to triple digits as we get going through our week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Make it a beautiful Friday as we close our show here today with our special guest in studio, Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Okay, Congressman, we got like about 9 minutes left. The VA. I know you're in a battle with the VA trying to clean up this mess they have entrenched. How's it moving? What's going on with that?
Well, it's in a kind of a more silent mode right now, but our Veterans Committee, and I got to sit on one of the committee hearings here and ask some pretty pointed questions. They had whistleblowers, VA officials, as well as Office Inspector General. That's the good thing right there. Mm-hmm. Now, we're part in this Northern California. We're part of the Oakland Regional Office there for Veterans Benefits. And they've gone through, we're calling it a review, but it's almost looks like an audit to me.
Good. We need to do something up here.
Maybe something a proctologist might use the terminology for. But they deserve it down there. And so we're waiting for the review of that. That report to come out.
Why shouldn't they get what they've been doing to us?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I mean, you want me to...
Here's your exam, buddy.
Get the blood boiling here. But we were talking a little bit earlier about something where, you know, only a few hours worth of an actual shift
of
work getting done.
One of our chat room...
Our veterans tell us time and again. They'll go in for a visit, whether it's maybe some of the local ones that... Mm-hmm. Will do exams or help determine their eligibility. They hear them in the other room talking about fishing and stuff while the veteran's sitting out front. And other cases, you know, down to Oakland itself where, you know, there really isn't a lot of respect. I guess maybe they're on government time or something because they're not too worried about making an eight-hour shift, have more than 3.5 hours worth of patients. These people have driven a long way. They've waited a long time. The disrespect there. So we will continue to shake this up. Again, we're still waiting for that report coming back on what Oakland's looking like. Just yesterday, one of my staff accompanied some folks from Northern California down to a hearing in Sacramento to try and help them not be raked over by, you know. So we're going to remain active on this here, and even though it's kind of quiet right now and it's the election cycle coming up, so things are happening behind the scenes, and we're not going to give up until VA is
fixed.
Fix as much as a bureaucracy of that size can be because it needs to serve veterans. We did pass that bill earlier on that says they don't have to wait months and months and they can go to a more local private concern if the VA doesn't have a facility. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. That's this election that's coming up. If the Republicans take the Senate, what can we see immediate changes?
Harry Reid will be on the sideline in the small room in the Capitol over there.
The small rubber room? Okay, just
that means the bills that would go over from the House to the Senate would probably actually get committee hearings and be heard, that the process would be fulfilled instead of 387-plus bills that are on his desk like right now. So you know, it's not going to be the be-all, end-all panacea if we have a 51 Republican majority over there. Maybe they can go ahead and do the rest of the nuclear option and blow up all those arcane rules that require 60 votes for certain things. But it'll certainly be a big improvement for over what we have. And it looks like we have at least three new Senate seats in the bag. We have to watch that Kansas one. For some reason, that one's getting weird on the Republican incumbent. Georgia's a concern on a Republican incumbent. So those should stay home. But then at that point, it's looking at Louisiana, Alaska, Iowa.
Mississippi and North Carolina.
Not Mississippi, but North Carolina is one of them. West Virginia is one that's very well in play for us. Colorado is a very interesting one.
It is, because of the guns.
If people wanted to help on something, Cory Gardner's running in Colorado. If they wanted to get behind a candidate that could push over the top, he's one of my colleagues. Great guy. They're vilifying him with all the war on woman blank and all that stuff. I mean, boy, you can tell it's an election year because they just pulled the stuff out of the
air.
Yeah, anyway, so
I thought I'd help you there. Yeah, because Savannah's got the Savannah's sitting with the delay button in her lap.
Okay,
let me move on to
that's
something
why I
really
need more time on the combine.
What's this guy's name again? Cory
Gardner.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next one. Okay, Obama has made a statement to the Hispanic groups that in between the election and the change of the Senate, he is going to do executive actions and change the immigration policies through executive orders.
He's going to have a battle on his hands because where we do have the immediate power is the power of the purse. And so we're exercising that more and more. It's breathtaking the level this administration has gone to go around the Congress, to go around process, to do whatever the heck he wants. You know, the executive powers are a certain thing presidents do have, but it's not so much the number of executive orders that people, oh, it's only been this many. It's like, it's the depth to what they're going. Immigration reform would mean enforcing the laws we already have on the book. It's already illegal to come across our border illegally. So if the president, if the administration, if the executive branch is doing their job of enforcing laws, we wouldn't need 99% of what they're talking about in immigration reform. All they're talking about is loosening up the interpretation of it is now. They use words like dreamers. Well, these are kids of illegal immigrants. And we're using these euphemisms now. I see billboards going down the highway called Health for All. It says documented on one side or dreamer on the other, basically showing illegal immigrants trying to get onto the health care system. Hashtag Health for All. Check it out. So I mean, I don't know why a taxpayer doesn't get completely insulted in
We live in a state where they've just signed the bills to have illegals get the scholarship help. We are sanctuary cities. Governor Brown is welcoming people across the border. I see in New York they're actually trying to pass a bill that lets illegals vote in local elections, but not in national elections. I mean, why should they even care anymore?
People, wake up. Do you want to have a country anymore or not? And so they feel emboldened in Sacramento and Washington and those other places of being able to vote and get away with this stuff because people aren't paying attention and the media likes to just look at other things. And so if we're all going to be that lazy about it, then you're going to wake up someday with something you don't recognize as a country anymore.
The nuclear option that the Senate pulled, now if the Republican Party takes it over, works against them. Big time.
I think they should add some more of those rules too, such as more things that require 51 votes instead of 60. Because you know, two can play that game, and you know, if we want to do some reforms, I believe our side is going to be a lot more towards getting back to constitutional values than what they've been doing.
Okay, where do we go from here? What are we looking? I mean, we can look into the long range, but let's talk here about the next 6 months. What do we as citizens need to pay attention to and look for where we can become involved?
Well, the next 30-plus days, pay attention to who and what you're voting for. There's important propositions on the California ballot. Big fat no on Prop 45 and 46. If you put in Prop 46, which basically gives the attorneys a playground to sue doctors and sue all health providers, you couple that with Obamacare, nobody will want to do any health care business in the state of California. So we can all drive to Oregon or Nevada like our veterans have to do to get health care if you put that through. So that 6 months, you know, a few months. January will be introducing bills and getting the new Congress going again. And that combined with a different leadership in the Senate, I think you're going to see a spirit of taking the ideas and reforms and things we talk about and putting them on the president's desk and asking, Mr. President, how come you're against more energy for that comes from the U.S.? How come you're against this? Or maybe you can be for it. But Harry Reid has been the buffer there. He doesn't have to answer those questions. So that'll be fascinating for the final 2 years of his presidency to have him accountable that way.
We're going to be talking to you, of course, early in November. I just saw where the United States has taken over the lead in producing oil. That we're pumping more and more now.
Supposedly and so. Hydraulic fracturing has been a godsend.
In private, not on government, but
federal land. We just let it burn. We let it do nothing on that. So right. So we need to have U.S. Forest Service deed much more land back to California or to private enterprise, so we don't watch 250,000 acres burn in Siskiyou County because we can't do anything about it because of roadless areas and no management and all this. So I can go all day on this.
You know what?
Well, we appreciate you.
I've got one question after this is over about something like that.
And we really appreciate you coming on and being a good representative for the people. Always, available. Appreciate you coming into the studio today. Your time is valuable. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow at the powwow. I know you're covering your constituents and then some. So appreciate you.
It's a lot of fun most of the time, and I appreciate coming in with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News, Tom Rich Thomason in Washington. Economists are not only pleased by the number of jobs added last month, they're also crowing about the quality of those new jobs. Mesirow Financial Chief Economist Diane Schwank calls them
some meat on the bone jobs.
Accountants, architects, engineers, tech consultants, along with a rebound in the public sector.
That is a major turnaround from what we saw earlier in the recovery, where there were really draconian cuts, particularly among teachers, but at the state and local level. You now have the public sector adding jobs again.
Employers added almost 250,000 jobs in September. The unemployment rate falls to 5.9%. He's the father of the American TV cameraman sick with Ebola in Liberia. Dr. Mitchell Levy tells NBC's Today Show that his son is pretty shaken up by the diagnosis.
I think obviously he's scared and worried.